We are in page Nun Chet, Amud Aleph, talking now about Shaul. Va'ish, you see that? Va'ish. Va'ish b'imei Shaul, and the man in the days of Shaul, zaken ba ba'anashim. He was an old man. Ba ba'anashim means came with people, came in with people. The pshat of it, it means that he is important, that he is the rav, that he was very important, that he came with important people. What? You're asking which line now?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 lines from the wide line, something like that. It's talking about the guest like that we...
Nun Chet Amud Aleph,
Nun Chet Amud Aleph, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Va'ish b'imei Shaul, and the man in the days of Shaul, zaken ba ba'anashim, he was old, came with people, came in people. Amar Rava, ve'itema, Rava said on that, and there is another opinion to say that Rav Zvid said that, ve'itema, but we heard another opinion, that actually Rav Oshaya said that chidush, ze Yishai Avi David. It was Ishai, the father of David. Sheyatza be'uchlusa, that he was going with a lot of people, walking with him, honoring him. Ve'nichnas be'uchlusa, and he was entering in a huge group. Means that when he was entering to the yeshiva, huge crowd of people would walk with him. And when he was coming out from the yeshiva, huge crowd of people would honor him, walk with him. Ve'darash be'uchlusa. And also, while his shiurim, everyone would come to hear his drashot. This is Ishai, the father of David. We learned yesterday about the halachot of a man that is uchlusa. Uchlusa means huge public, but actually the Gemara explained it. Shishim ribo, 600,000 people would walk with him. Means all of Am Yisrael was mamash following him and walking with him. Amar Ula, Ula said, Nekitinan, we're holding that opinion. Ein uchlusa bebavel, that you don't have that amount of people in Babel. Means if you see a huge crowd of people in Babel, even though we're holding that there is no 600,000 people over there in Babel. So you will not gonna say that bracha, baruch chacham harazim, blessed is the wise one, that he knows all of the secrets that in the hearts of all of the people. Tana, we learned in a braita, en uchlusa pchuta mishishim ribo. The amount that calls uchlusa, today we're using that word to say uchlusin. Uchlusin means how many people meachlesim are living in that place, or people alive. Ichlus, it's to bring things inside, means people, to bring people inside. Leachles, populate. Populate. Very good. Thank you. So there is no amount of people that cause uchlusa that are less than 600,000 men. Tanu Rabbanan, another braita. Haroe Chachmei Israel, the man that see wise people of Am Israel, means for sure wise of wisdom of the Torah. Omer, he should say, Baruch Shechalach Mechochmato Lireav. Blessed is the one, means to say all of the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shechalak Mechochmato LiRa'av, that shared, that gave from his wisdom to the ones that afraid of him, to the one that has Yira. Very good. Shalom Aleichem Rabbi.
That's how I translate it.
This is how you should translate it in the best way. Mamash, this is the best translation that I ever heard. Chachmei Ovdei Kochavim, if the man sees the wise people of people that worship idols, means from the nations, means the real wise people over there, the scientists, the biggest doctors of them all, professors, people that mamash learned a lot, developed a lot. Omer, he should say, Baruch shenatan mechokhmato lebriyotav. Blessed is the one that gave from his wisdom to his creatures. Not to Yere'av, not to the one that have Yere'av from him, to the one that are his creatures.
His creations.
Creations.
Yeah. The things that he made.
Our school translates it as creatures.
Oh, wow.
It's not right.
It's not right.
Re-creatures.
What? Re-creatures. Okay, Haro'e Malchei Israel, as long as you understand the Gemara, this is what it's important. Haro'e Malchei Israel, the one that sees the kings of Am Israel, Omer, he should say, Baruch Shechalak Mikvodo Lire'av. Blessed is the one that shared, that gave from his honor to his Yere'av, to the one that's afraid of him, to the Yere'im ones. Why from his honor? Because he's a king. Everyone are honoring the king. Even horrible kings received a lot of honor. Even mamash, horrible leaders received a lot of honor. Yes, Abraham, yes. Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, kings of people, of nations of worshipping idols, that worship idols, Omer, he should say, if you saw those kings, Baruch Shenatan Mikvodo Libriyotav. Blessed is the one that gave from his honor to his
creations.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Le'olam, forever, always, Yishtadel Adam Larutz, a man should put all of his effort, mamash to try hard, to run Likrat Malchei Israel, to run to see the kings of Am Israel, to see the honor that Hashem gave to them. Ve'lo likrat malchei Israel bilvad, but not only for the kings of Am Israel alone, for them to run. Ela afilu, just also likrat malchei of the kochavim, to kings of nations that are worshipping idols. She'im izkeh, because if you're going to have the merit to live in the world to come, to see the honor of King of Mashiach, yabchin, he's going to be able to define ben malchei Israel le malchei Ovdei Kochavim, between kings of Am Israel to kings of other nations. Today you're going to see the king of the nations, you're going to be amazed, you're going to say, wow, look, how many people are escorting him, fancy cars, royal garments, and money, and gold, and diamonds. Mamash, you, wow, which stage they built for him, and the speakers, you see, I don't know what, the Pope is speaking, everyone, silence, listening, so. But in the world to come, you're going to see the disgrace. And this is why. What a disgrace. They were not going to know how to bury themselves from disgrace. Rav Sheshet, Sagi Nehor Hava. He was blind. Sagi Nehor Hava, it's a nice way to put things, to say that he was blind. Nehor, it's light. Sagi, it's a lot. Means that he was, how do you say, mesunvar?
Blinded.
Alright, but blinded means with too much light in his eyes. Instead of saying that he had dark eyes, that his eyes couldn't see.
That's what blinded means, from too much light. You're blind.
So I'm saying, but when the Gemara is saying, Sagina Hor Hava, means that he was blinded, means too much light in his eyes. They don't want to say something bad, and so they're saying that he had too much light in his eyes until he couldn't see. So, Rav Sheshet, Sagi Nehor Hava, he was blind. Havu ka'azli kule alma, and all of the people were going, lekabule ape malka, to accept the face of the king. The king, for sure, it was king of another nation. In the days of Rav Sheshet, there was no king to Am Israel. It was a non-Jew king. Vekam azal ba'adayhu Rav Sheshet, and Rav Sheshet stood up and went with them. Ashkeche ahu tzeduki, one tzeduki, kofer, met him, met Rav Sheshet. Amar le, said that tzeduki to Rav Sheshet, chatzve le nahara kagne laya, the complete vessels, how do you say, kad, kara, k- carp,
cod,
lishtot, we're doing cod, cod cheres.
Pitcher.
Pitcher?
Pitcher.
Pitcher?
Yeah,
a pitcher. The complete pitchers are going to the river to bring water. Means the people takes good vessels to bring water. But the broken vessels, why do you need to bring them to the river? Why are you taking them to the river? He meant to tell him, the people that can see, I understand why they're going to see the king. But you, though you're blind, why are you going to see the king? For what? To say bracha, you cannot see him. Amar leh, so Rav Sheshet answered to him, Ta chazi, come and watch. Didanat feminach, that I'm going to know more than you what's going on outside, more than you. You with your eyes, you will not going to be able to understand what's going on, and me without seeing nothing, I'm going to know a lot more than you. Chalaf gunda kamaita. The first group of soldiers went in front of them. Kika avsha, and she made a lot of noise. When that noise happened, Amar le'ahut seduki. So that Tzeduki said to Rav Sheshet, Ata Malka, here, the king came. Amar le Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet told him, La lo ka'ate, he didn't come yet. Chalaf guda tinyana, came the second group of soldiers. Kika avsha, when they made their huge roar sound, Amar le'ahu Tzeduki, so the Tzeduki said to Rav Sheshet, Hashtaka'ate Malka, here now the king is came. Amar le Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet told him, Lo ka'ate malka, the king didn't come yet. Khalif telitae, the third group of soldiers went, Ki kashatka, when it was quiet, after that she went quietly, that group. Amar le Rav Sheshet, then Rav Sheshet said to the tzduke, Vadai hashta ate malka, for sure now the king is coming. Amar le'ahu tzduke, so the Tzeduki said to Rav Sheshet, Mina lacha, how do you know that? How can you tell? Amar le, he told him, De malchuta de ara, ke'ein malchuta dirkiya. The kingship of the earth is like the kingship of heaven. Dichtiv, that it's written, Tse ve'amadeta bahar lefanai. Hashem said to Eliyahu Hanavi, go out and you stand up in a mountain in front of Hashem, Lifnei Hashem. It was in Mount Sinai, if I'm not wrong. Eliyahu Hanavi was standing Benikrat Atzur, in the same cave of the Sneh Boer, the burning bush. I think, Belineder, this is what I learned once. That it was the same place, Benikrat Atzur, in the cave, in the peak of that mountain. That Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burning bush, and Eliyahu Navi was standing, receiving prophecy over there also. Ve'ine Hashem over, and it's written, and here Hashem is passing. Ve'ruach gdola, and strong wind. Ve'chazak, very strong, big and strong. Mefarek harim, breaking mountains. U'meshaber tzla'im, and breaking stones, boulders. Lifnei Hashem, before of Hashem, means not in the time that Hashem came, before Hashem. Lo beruach Hashem, Hashem is not coming in wind. Ve'achar haruach rash, and after the wind, noise. Lo berash Hashem, Hashem is not coming in the noise. Ve'achar harash esh, and after the huge sound, fire. Lo ba'esh Hashem, Hashem is not in the fire. ואחר האש, and after the fire, קול דממה דקה, sound of silence, very thin silence, and then Hashem is coming. It's a very, very strong lesson to Avodat Hashem, very strong, important lesson to Avodat Hashem, to know when you're excited, when you feel, when you see, it's not Hashem yet, it's right, it's good, you're getting closer, but don't think that you saw Hashem. In that excitement, you cannot see Hashem. Only after a while, after that it's going to relax, then you can come to conclusions, then you can develop, then you can understand what you were feeling when you had that strong fire in Bodedu, screaming to Hashem. Soon you're going to see what really Hashem wanted to tell you. It's going to take another while, another time. Always to wait, to listen, to observe. Ki ata malka, when the king came over there, this is the next part of that story with Rav Sheshet. Patach Rav Sheshet v'kam evarech le. Rav Sheshet started and opened his mouth and started to say the bracha. Amar lehu tzduki, so that tzduki told Rav Sheshet, leman delo chazit le kam evarech, to the one that you haven't seen, haven't saw, your blessing. He was talking too much. That's Zduki. No doubt about it. So, what happened with that Zduki in the end? There is an opinion to say that his friends poked his eyes. Because he was looking with his eyes, he was counting on his eyes, you see the eyes, to poke them. This is the solution for eyes that are not disciplined, like Matiah ben Harash, Lavdil. Poked his own eyes. This is you don't want to see, Rav Shalom said, guarding eyes that are guard are closed eyes. You cannot guard your eyes if they're open, they're not guarded. Close them. Don't want to close them, Chas Shalom, that they will not gonna poke them. Ve'ika d'amri, and there is another opinion, Rav Sheshet Natan Einav Bo, that Rav Sheshet gave his eyes, put his eyes on him, means looked at him. He was mamash, means it was makpid, he was angry at him. Ve'nasa gal shel atzamot, and it became to be pile of bones. It means that he been rotten, that his meat, that his flesh been rotten, and he collapsed, and all of his bones were one on each other, and this is it, he died rotten. You see that he been punished by the eyes. It's a mamash. It's midah tachat midah, ein tachat ein, eye for an eye.
Yeah, punished by the eyes of the blind guy.
Yeah. Frightening. Rabbi Shila Nagde Leahu Gavra. Rav Shila, he was spanking, means punishing in court, Leahu Gavra, to that man, the Va'al Mitzrit, that he was sleeping with an Egyptian woman. Azal Achal Be Kurze Be Malka. That man went and was snitching in the house of the king. He went to tell what they done to him, that they were punishing him. He went to be moser in the house of the king. Amar, and he said to the clerks of the king, Ikachad gavra biyudaye, there is one man between the Jews, the kadayan dina, that he is judging, bela harmana de malka, without the permission of the king. He's judging and punishing without receiving the authority, the permission from the king. Shadar ale pristaka. So they send a messenger to Rabbi Shila to ask Rabbi Shila, what's going on? If really he's judging and punishing people. Kiata, when he came, amrele, the clerks told him, Maita ama nagate lehai, why you were punishing him, why you were, you can say spanking him?
Lashes
him. Amar lehu, Rabbi Shila answered to him, Deba al chamarta, because he was with a female donkey. Amar lehu, so the clerks told him, Itlach sade, you have witnesses on that? Amar lehu, in, he told them, yes. Ata Eliyahu, came Eliyahu Anovi, Idmi leke inesh ve'asil, will look like a man and testify. Amrele, they told Rabbi Shila, Ihachi, if so, barke talahu, you shouldn't just lashes him, you should kill him, he's supposed to die. Why you haven't made that decree to kill him? Amarleu answered to them, Anan, we're the Jews, Miyoma de Galinan Me'arin, from the day that we've been exiled from our land, Leit Lan Reshuta Lemiktal, we don't have that permission to kill. Atun Maide Ba'itun Avidube, but you, whatever you want to do, you can do with him. Ade Me'aine Bebedina, while that they were looking in judgment to see what to do with that man in court, פתח רבי שילה ואמר, רבי שילה opened his mouth and said, לך השם הגדולה והגבורה וכולי. To you Hashem is the greatness and the power. All of that verse. Amrele, the clerks told him to Rav Shila, Maika amart, what have you said? Amarleu, Rav Shila told them, Hachika amina, this is what that I'm saying, Berich Rachmana, blessed is God, the Yahiv Malchuta Be'ar'a, that he's bringing his, that he's making crownship,
kingship
in earth, Ke'ein Malchuta Dirkiya, like the kingship in heaven, means that he is doing justice, keeping justice here in this world. V'hav lechu shultana v'racham edina, and he gave you the power and the love for justice. Means he was praising them, he was supporting their court, what that they were doing. Amru, so the clerk said to themselves, Chaviva ale yekara de malchut hakule hai, he loves the honor of our kingship so much, he appreciates us so much, Rabbi Shila. Yahava le kulfa, they gave Rav Shila a staff. Kulfa, it's something that he can hit with it, he can punish, means authority. Amule, and they told him, Dun Dina, you allowed to judge. Kihava Nafik, when he went out from the king's house, Amar Leahu Gavra, that man told him, that man that was with the Egyptian woman, with the female donkey, maybe we should say, he said to Rabbi Shila, Avid Rachmana Nisa Leshakare, Hachi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making miracles to liars. You said a lie. You said that I was with a female donkey. I wasn't with a donkey in my life, only with that Egyptian woman. Amar Le, Rav Shila answered to him, Rasha, you evil man. Lav Chamre Ikru, we haven't saw in the Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling them donkeys. Dichtiv to the Egyptians, dichtiv that it's written, Asher besar chamorim besaram, that their flesh is flesh like donkeys, flesh of donkeys. Chazye de ka'aze le mimra lehu de karinhu chamre. Rabbi Shila saw that that man wanted to tell now the people over there that he just count on that verse, and actually he was with a woman and he was never with a donkey. Amar, so Rav Shila said in his heart, Hai, Rodefu, that man is chasing me, he wants to kill me. When Rav Shila said that thing to himself, V'hatorah amra, and he said, and the Torah said, Rav Shila is talking to himself, if a man came to kill you, Hashkem leorgo, you should wake up earlier to kill him. Machye bekulfa vekatle, hit him with that staff that he received now from the king over there and kill him. He killed him himself. Wonderful, you see, a man should believe in himself. This is it. Rabbi Shila, Amar, Rabbi Shila said, Ho'il v'it'avid le'nisa b'haikra, because that I had a miracle now happened for me with that verse, Darishna le, now I'm going to explain that verse. The verse was that verse of praising Hashem Yitbarach, that he said, Lecha Hashem al-Gdula, v'al-Gvura, v'tif'eret, v'al-Netzach, v'al-Hod, all of those wonderful words of praises. So, and then he said, Zo ma'aseh Bereshit. This is the creation of Bereshit. וכן הוא אומר, and also he is saying, עושה גדולות עד אין חקר, that Hashem make wonderful things, greatness that you cannot investigate. והגבורה, and the great, and the heroic, the power, זו יציאת מצרים. This is the fact that Hashem took Am Yisrael out from Egypt in power. שנאמר, that it been said, וירא ישראל את היד הגדולה, that Am Yisrael saw the huge, large hand of Hashem, what had he done in Egypt. והתפארת, the glory, זו חמה ולבנה, this is the sun and the moon, שעמדו לו ליהושע, that they were standing for Yehoshua, שנאמר, that it been said, וידום השמש וירח עמד, that the sun was standing still, standing quiet, and the moon was standing in its place also. והנצח, eternity, זו מפלתה של רומי, this is the falling, the failure of the kingship of Rome in the future to come. וכן הוא אומר, and also he is saying, ויז ניצחם על בגדי, that the blood of their victory means their power, means the blood, means the power that they received from winning, gonna be splashed on my clothes, Hashem is saying in the future. Means they're gonna lose all of their power. וההוד ניצחם, this is the word נצח that he was learning from. וההוד, הוד, I said הוד, הוד, like beauty, all praises for Hashem. זו מלחמת נחלי ארנון, this is the war of rivers of ארנון, שנאמר, that it been said on it, על כן יאמר בספר מלחמות השם, this why it's gonna be said in the book of wars of Hashem, את והב בסופה, that Hashem won for Am Israel in a storm, in that miracle that he was doing in the war of Arnon. The war, if you remember, we learned on that, that the who was that nation? Moavim, and the Moavim was a nation that wanted to kill Am Israel, and they were hiding in the cracks of the mountains, in the caves, and then Hashem took both mountains from both sides and squashed them, killed all of the enemies of Am Israel. And then the people that were in the back, Am Israel went and they didn't know at all that something happened, that Hashem saved them. Only Et Vahev, the two people that had leprosy and they were in the end of the camp, they saw in the end the blood gores, come down, pours.
Mm-hmm. Pour.
Pour. Pour.
I said, what? Nigar. I said, Nigar. Comes down.
Flow.
Flow.
Niagara.
Out from those caves, and then they realized that there was a miracle over there that happened.
And was it two lepers this one?
Yes. Et Vahev. Et and Vahev.
Okay.
There is a verse that is saying Et Vahev Besufa. What it means Et Vahev Besufa? Sufa it's a storm, but is it talking about a storm? Et Vahev, and the Gemara here in Brachot explained it. Et Vahev, they were besofa, in the end, in the back of the camp. They had leprosy and they couldn't be part of the camp. Hashem made that miracle to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael went, and then because they were last, suddenly they saw blood comes down from the caves and they realized that Hashem...
From behind, you come to understand Hashem's greatness. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Only in the back you can see
when
Hashem's destiny.
When you're humble.
Only from behind, only afterwards can you see Hashem's back. That's why Hashem said, I can see, like Moshe, I'll let you see my behind.
My behind.
I'll let you see. Unbelievable.
Well, Hashem's going to have to make Imra with the impure. So
the impure.
Not only from behind, but people who are impure.
כי כל בשמיים ובארץ, the next part,
the hesed is that the Shem let these people who were probably a little upset at the time to realize that everything was good from Hashem.
Also for sure received a lot of honor after telling all of that story and Wow, okay. Really? You saw?
Okay, we'll let you guys back in. Okay, go back in.
Kikol b'shamayim u'ba'aretz, because everything that's in heaven and in earth, zo milchemet Sisra, this is the war of Sisra, the war of Sisra against the tribes of Am Yisrael. Shenemar, that it's been said, min shamayim nilchamu ha-kochavim mimsilotam, that from heaven the stars were fighting from their regular orders that they were zodiac. No, wheel. The wheel, the galgalim. Mesilotam. Roads. They have rotations. Lecha Hashem ha-mamlacha, to you Hashem, the kingship. Zo milchemet Amalek. This is the war with Amalek. V'chen omer, and also he's saying, ki yad al kes ya, because the hand on the throne of Hashem, it's going to be a war against the Amalek in the generations. V'hamitnase, that Hashem is above everything else. Zo milchemet Gog u'Magog. This is the war of the future. Milchemet Gog u'Magog. V'chen omer, and also he is saying, Hineni elecha Gog. Here I'm bringing Gog to you. Nesi Rosh Meshech v'Tuval. He's gonna be the president of nations that calls Meshech v'Tuval. Lechol Rosh, Amar Rav Hanan Bar Rava. So now it's not Rabbi Shila anymore. Rav Hanan Bar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said on the end of that, to complete the verse, Afilu Resh Gargita, even the one that's in charge of the workers that digging pits. Min Shemaya Manule. They're giving him the authority, the power to rule. Even something so low. He's in charge of workers. Now, people that are fixing the roads or something. So he's in charge. Four people, four Arabs working. And now one is in charge and three are digging. That one that is in charge, he received that authority from heaven. Min Shemaya Manule. They lechol lerosh, to every head. This is it. Rashi. Chacham Arazim leshamsheni kol umot shokdot she'im izke. In the right side, Rashi, she'im izke. Fourth thin line. She'im izke, that if you're going to have the merit la'olam haba, in the world to come, v'ir'eh b'chvod melech ha-mashiach, and you're going to see the honor of the Mashiach, the King of Mashiach. To understand that the Mashiach is going to be a king. Everyone are waiting for Mashiach, 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 Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be a king. It's going to be a kingship. Mamash is going to be Mamash. King with the palace and everything. Yavchin, he's going to define. Kama yeter kavod. How much more honor, not less char mitzvot. The one that receive reward on the obligations, on the mitzvot. Yoter, more. Mima shehaya kvod haumot ba'olam hazeh. A lot more than what the nations were receiving in this world. Chatz v'lenahara, the complete vessels. Hakadin hashlemim holchim lanahar lishov mayim, going with them to take water out of the river. Kagne laya, but the broken ones, hashvurim lechan, the broken ones, where are you taking them? Kolomar lama olchim, so means why are you going? Ve'af ata she'ata suma, and also you that you're blind. Ve'lo tir'ehu, and you will not gonna see the king. Lechan telech, where are you going to? Gunda kat, it's a group. Kat, it can be a cult, but it can be also a group. One Rabbeinu said, it's like a class. Rabbeinu said, "Ani aset chem kitot kitot." I'm going to make you to be groups. It's a group. Verach medina, And you, this is what the Rabbi Shila said to the clerks over there of the king. Ohavim mishpat, you love the trial, you love justice. Kachlinhu le'eine, they poked his eyes. Nikru le'enav, kulfa, this is that staff. Makel lirdot, a cane, a stick, to what? To rule. Like Yaakov Bar Nachman's, please don't beat us. Baruch Hashem that you weren't with us now in that sugiya. To Baruch Hashem, we're not gonna tell you. For blessing Hashem.
I'll find out.
Hopefully, we're not gonna be here. Kachlinu leine, we kulfa, we said. The Torah amra, and the Torah said, "Imba leorgecha hashkem leorgo." If someone came to kill you, you should wake up earlier before of him to kill him. Im bemachteret. Vegomer means if he came in a hidden way, lefi shebaal iskene fashot, because that he came on souls, on mamash, on life. Sheyodeahu, and he knows sheim imatze, that if they're gonna find him, betimtzaenu choter, and you're gonna find him investing, right, digging under you. Lo ta'amid atzmecha, don't stop yourself milehatzil mamoncha, from saving your money. Vehu ba ledat ken, and he came like that. Sheyakum alecha, that he's gonna stand up on you, veyargecha, and to kill you. Amra Torah, so the Torah said, Hashkem ata vehorgehu, you should stand up for him to kill him. If someone is coming for money, it's something else. But if someone came for your life, then that you need to stand up in before of him and to kill him. Hamamlacha, the kingship. Zo milchemet Amalek. This is the war of Amalek. Dichtivba, that it's written on it, Kise Malchut. It's written on it, throne of honor. Kiyad al kes yah, because the hand of the Hashem is on the throne of Hashem. Klomar means al yedei milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek. By the war of Hashem in Amalek, yit'ale kis'o, his throne gonna be rise by that.
Elevated.
Hamit nase, that is rising. Midechtiv l'shon nesi'ut, because it's written nesi'ut. Over there they were talking about president and nasi. Nesi'ut, nasi. Mashma al nesi rosh meshech v'tuval. From that they learned on the head of the nations that cause meshech v'tuval. Lechol l'rosh, to every head. Lechol hakam liyot l'rosh, to everyone that stands up to be a head. Hu mitnase, Hashem is above him. Klomar shehu gozer u'ma'amido, means that Hashem, he is decreeing on that, and he is making him the king, establishing him. Resh gargita, this is even the one that is in charge, on the one that digs pits. Min shemaya manule. Let's make another two lines. Bematnita Tana, in the Gemara, Bematnita Tana, in the Braita they learned. Mishmed Rabbi Akiva, from the mouth of Rabbi Akiva they heard it. Lecha Hashem Hagdula, to you Hashem the greatness. Zukriat Yamsuf, it's the fact that Hashem torn Yamsuf. Vagvura, and the power. Zumakat Bechorot, it's the death of the elder ones in Egypt. Vehatif eret, and the glory. Zo matan Torah, it's this, that day that we received the Torah in Mount Sinai. Vehanetzach, in eternity. Zo Yerushalayim, it's Jerusalem. Vehahod, and the beauty. Zo bet hamikdash, this is Beis Hamikdash.
There's a special comment. Permission to kill somebody even coming to rob you in Machteret, because if you come Machteret, means he's ready to kill.
Yes. Oy vay, people that think they know halachot. Someone threatened on me a few weeks ago to tell me that if I'm not going to let him build a Beit Knesset in my backyard, so there is halacha of a man that is holding back from building the Knesset, that you allowed to dunk him in the mikveh and to bring him down and not to let him go up, threatened my life by the name of halacha, told me that there is din moiser and it's a midat sdom and all kinds of imaginations. So we present
the
midot. not going to think that we know how to judge, to understand.
If you like, you can borrow this stick.
And now I learned this. As a young man, from the library,
I take you to a
I know you're right, but you haven't learned from it. You don't find out
clearly.
Some things
you don't
have to ask. You're very right.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes